It is an event we all look forward to every year, so I'm especially happy to have Samantha Schneider, the Director of Development for the ALS Association here in Greater Tampa Bay, join us to talk about the walk that's coming up. Samantha, good to talk to you again.
Yes, you too, Ann Kelly. We're excited about coming up and excited to work with you.
You know, let's start from the beginning because I find every year I have to explain to someone what ALS is.
Yes, so ALS is a neurodegenerative disease, and essentially motor neurons communicating to the rest of your body if you're diagnosed with the disease. So it essentially affects the ability to walk, talk, and eventually breathe, which is why it's so important for us to be able to create awareness and bring people together for our walk, really just bring our community together.
Now, this is a progressive disease and no cure as of yet, correct?
Correct. There's no cure, which we're working really hard towards. We want to make ALS livable and find those treatments and support families as they're navigating the journey as well. We provide those free care services and equipment, loan programs, and different things to make sure they have the ability to essentially communicate and mobility as well. We provide those devices.
For someone that's been diagnosed with ALS, if they're just at the beginning of this journey, what do they need to know? What do they need to watch out for?
Yes, when they're early diagnosed, it's really just making sure they have all the resources and tools. Mm-hmm. And that's what our organization, the ALS Association, is able to do. Really, we just want them to feel supported throughout that and just need to know that, you know, the disease affects everyone in a very different way. So not anyone progression looks the same. So yeah. We just want them to know that we're there for them as they're navigating it.
And the walk is all about support and advocacy and raising funds, of course. But if someone can't actually raise funds, everybody is welcome to come, correct?
Oh, yes, of course. They open event to the public, free to participate, and really just a great to bring our community together, whether they're impacted with ALS or whether they might not know someone but would want to learn more.
And we have one of the most beautiful places to have the walk, which, by the way, is coming up on Saturday, April 25th, right at Safety Harbor Waterfront Park. I don't think I've ever been to a walk that has a more beautiful place.
Yes. Oh, it's beautiful out there. We love having our walk out Safety Harbor. It's such a great community as well, right on the water. It's usually just a 1 mile walk, which is easy for all of our participants to join us and walk on the boardwalk as well.
It is absolutely gorgeous, and I've found so much support within the Safety Harbor community. Now, the registration is going to start at 9. The walk will begin about 10:15 or so after we do our opening ceremony. And I think that's one of the most amazing parts of the day, because when you come down to the park, it's not just a bunch of people waiting to walk. There's all sorts of things going on.
Oh, yes. Some great activities out there. It's very family friendly. We have some great partners with our sports team. So the Tampa Rays will have activation out there, Colorado Threshers. We should have a kids zone. So that might be like face painting or balloon artists. We have team photos out there. We always have snacks and some coffee. And some of our sponsors as well that will be out there. So it's really, really just a great activity. We have a DJ coming out. So it's just a fun atmosphere, kind of between 9 to 10 before the walk starts, and really everyone pumped up and excited to be a part of it.
It is fun. And for all the money that the teams do raise, how is that money going to be used?
Yes, so funds are raised through our Walk to Defeat ALS really goes to our patients, it goes to research, and it goes to advocacy. So I mentioned we have an equipment loan program. That's just one of the ways where we're able to provide equipment, whether it's communication devices or mobility devices, to families that might not get that equipment in a timely fashion. So we're able to give that to them. We also fund our multidisciplinary clinics. We have one at USF right in our backyard. There's a lot of different ways that we're able to use those funds to support individuals impacted by ALS today.
And there is time to get a team together or come down as an individual. What's the easiest way for someone to register?
Yes, so definitely on our website, we have walktodefeatals.org, and you'll be able to find our Greater Tampa Bay Walk, and you'll just hit register right on there. You can create a team. And we have a lot of family, friends teams. Yeah. We even have company teams as well. Create a team, or like you mentioned, sign up as an individual. Everyone's welcome to come out and be a part of the walk.
Yeah, we want a lot of people to come out. It's a beautiful place to go. It's excellent for networking, learning a little bit more, and finding the support that's really critical to a patient, whether you've been newly diagnosed or you're a little further down your journey. You really need to have this family around you, don't you?
Yes. That's the best thing about the walk. I feel is really a family, the community, just being surrounded by individuals that have been impacted by this disease, unfortunately, and just understand the really tough journey it can be. You know, really, it affects the person that's impacted, but it also affects the family 360. You know, a lot of family members become full-time caregivers of individuals that are living with ALS. So it's really, really important for us to just bring everyone together and have a positive day amid all of the stress and the difficult journey that ALS brings.
Yeah, it is a good day to relax and let a little of the stress go off your shoulders. Samantha Schneider, we're going to be putting all this up on our website. We'll have links so you can register. And if you just need some more information on ALS, this is the place to go. Samantha, looking forward to seeing you on April 25th.
I'm looking forward to it, too. And Kelly, really excited to have everyone out.
And just to remind you once again, if you'd like to join us on Saturday, April 25th at Safety Harbor Waterfront Park, go to AdVentures at 105.5 The Dove on the app or 105.5thedove.com for the links to the ALS Association. It's free to come in and you can register right now, but we'd love for you to raise some money too. So if you raise at least $100, you're going to earn a 2026 Walk T-shirt.